AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Chrysler and its parent company Fiat are being taken to task for failing to provide timely and accurate recall information to federal safety officials. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is holding a hearing today on complaints that Fiat Chrysler acted improperly on nearly two dozen recalls involving more than 11 million vehicles. The recalls involved problems as serious as rear-mounted gas tanks that can leak and cause fires, airbags that can explode with too much force, and ignition switches that can abruptly shut off. As many as 5,000 people have been evacuated from a part of eastern Tennessee because of a freight train derailment. This man says the order caught him by surprise.
I just heard a big roaring sound, and then all of a sudden, like 30 minutes went by, and the fire department was knocking at our door, knocking real hard, and telling us that we need to get out.
A CSX train car carrying a flammable and toxic substance derailed and caught fire. Nearby residents have been told not to drink well water for now. Officials in five states have reached a settlement with BP in connection with the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The nearly $19 billion settlement comes as a federal judge was preparing to rule on just how much BP owes in federal Clean Water Act penalties. Iran is taking a hard line at nuclear talks in Vienna. Its negotiators are digging in their heels on two of the biggest demands of world powers in a final nuclear accord. They've rejected any extraordinary inspection rules, and they're threatening to ramp up enrichment of bomb-making material if the U.S. and other countries reimpose sanctions after the deal is in place. The jobless rate dipped in June. 223,000 jobs were created. Economist Diane Swonk explains much of that was tied to a drop in the number of teenagers looking for work.
It was a really big drop in the month of June, and we worry about that because they're not getting the soft skills they need to work in the labor force going forward.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 48. This is AP Radio News. A morning scare at a military facility in the nation's capital.
Law enforcement flooded the Navy Yard after somebody inside called in a report of shots fired. After a tense few hours, police say it doesn't appear anything happened.
There was no criminal act here. There was no shots fired, that no one was hurt.
Washington Police Chief Kathy Lanier says investigators have talked with the woman who made the call.
We don't believe that it was a malicious hoax.
Saying the woman did what all citizens are told to do. If they think something's wrong, call police. The report came from the same building where a dozen people were killed 2 years ago. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Officials in North Carolina are trying to find patterns in a series of shark attacks along that state's coast in recent weeks. The Florida Museum of Natural History's International Shark Attack File says that in the 80 years for which it has records, the highest previous North Carolina total was five incidents in 2010. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.